Blackstone presents Longhorns East by Johnny D. Boggs. This book is read by Tim Campbell. For John Chandler, and all the miles on the road of fun songs, cheap hotels, better whiskey, and laughs galore. The cattle of Texas are a breed peculiarly fitted for that country. They are principally of the old Spanish breed, and the peculiarity which will first strike the attention of a stranger is their long spiral-like horns, which, to speak a little hyperbolically, are not unlike Yankee scythe snaths attached to the animal's head. Their symmetry and beautiful, stately appearance I have never seen surpassed, and seldom equaled in any other cattle. E.E.E. For The Elkton, Maryland, Cecil Whig, June 10th, 1854. Part 1, 1840. Within the last few months, the trade or traffic in black cattle has experienced vicissitude bordering on revolution. Previously, prices had attained to a height which induced many to believe that black stock had become scarce in consequence of the lessened attention paid to breeding, and the increased introduction of sheep, stimulated by the growing extension of turnip husbandry. A feeling to this effect induced sellers to ask long prices at home, and buyers to calculate on remuneration still attainable in the markets of England. And for a time the hallucination worked passing well. But a day of reckoning lurked in the rear, which overtook jobbers as well as drovers with a vengeance. The Leicester England Chronicle, or Commercial and Agricultural Advertiser. November 7th, 1840. Chapter 1.
I have been informed that you were a grazier.
Tom Candy Ponting took one step back to consider this stranger to Somersetshire. Guessing the wayfarer to be a gentleman, Tom had been wondering why a man of means would seek out the 15-year-old son of a stock farmer. Now Tom re-evaluated his first impressions. Granted, the man wore a top hat, but those weren't just for the upper classes anymore, not even for those in the middle class. Coachmen wore them all the time these days. Why, just Sunday last, Harriet Porbury said she had spotted one atop the head of Goolsby the Potter. True, the stranger's clothes were clean, but the toes of the boots showed their age, plus countless miles, and his face had been tanned by long days in the sun. Yet that cigar must have cost him 8 pence at Ryland and Warwick's, while the glass of Madeira would have been another 7 shillings. Then Tom recalled the man's grip when they shook hands. Gentleman or not, he knew hard work.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?